Hey, you're listening to She's Trying to Get By, the podcast about two girls who are quite literally just trying to get by through school and the social pressures that come with being a young adult. We're your hosts. I'm Jaylen.
And I'm Alexis.
And on today's episode, we're going to talk about how it's the season of being sad and stressed.
Oh my god.
And how we're trying to get by this time.
Holding on by a thread, literally.
Okay, so we actually recorded our first episode like a month ago. So We were living like completely different lives.
I know.
Now it's midterm season. Well, we just passed midterm season, but it still kind of is. And the stress is impacting us.
Yeah. It's like the season where everything just piles up on you and you just don't know what to do. Like, I literally have been like waking up earlier and just like thinking about all the stress. I can't sleep because like I just am like thinking about everything I'm stressed about, and it's so bad. I literally prayed for peace.
Stop!
I was like, please, can I just have peace?
Okay. Okay, let's talk about this. What time do you normally sleep and what time do you normally wake up?
Okay, lately I've been doing really well. I've been sleeping at like 10:30 the latest. No, I lied.
11. That's such a lie. You texted me like at 12 a.m. last night.
Shut up. Okay. Okay, that was a bad night. That was a bad night for me.
Okay.
But like 11:30 the latest.
That's so good.
I know. And I'll wake up at like, my body is starting to wake me up at like 8.
That's really good.
Which I kind of hate. Because I want to sleep in. But
like, I wish that was me.
Really? What about you? When do you sleep and wake up?
1 to 3 and wake up at, for school, like 6:30, 7 a.m.
That's no sleep.
I know.
JJ.
Are you okay, but besides that, the reason why I asked that question, because you know what I heard, and I 100% believe and agree with, that, like, the key to, like, a good day or, like, a nice life is having a slow morning.
Yes. No. Yes.
Right? I hate rushing, and it just, like, you're already triggering, like, a panic attack in you.
No, literally. I know. I agree with that so much, and I was actually thinking about it the other day, because I was, like, getting ready for work, and I was like, why do I do this? Like, why do I give myself an hour? Now I can't even eat. I'm stressed. Yeah. I'm going to work hungry. And I always, like, wish, like, okay, if I just, like, really got up as soon as, like, my body woke up, I would be able to, like, take my time, shower, like, just sit there and drink my coffee, make breakfast. Like, and you, like, you, when you do that, you set yourself up for, like, a good start.
I agree. I can only do that when I'm, like, not in school.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's the thing. School is just, like, the root of all stress and sadness and anxiety.
What's been stressing you out lately? Tell me right now.
Okay, life. Honestly, money. I've been so stressed about money. Just the concept of exchanging my time for money. It's been, like, really frustrating. And then that also relates to, like, me being in school and me questioning if I should still be in school, because I feel like I'm kind of rushing my process and I just want to be like out of here so I could start my business and start making real money. And I've also been stressed about balancing all my relationships, like my boyfriend, then friends, and then siblings, parents. Every aspect of life has been stressing me out right now. Every aspect. And I'm kind of at a point right now where I'm like, how do I get past this? I feel like I usually have an answer, but now I'm just, like, stuck.
See, me personally, knowing you,
you
seem like you have a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I was telling you this. That was literally me last year in a way.
Yeah,
I mean, remember. You have more things than I did last year, but I'm not a multitasker.
Yeah, me neither.
I can only handle school and a little bit of work, but my problem last year was that I had a whole year of doing nothing during my gap year. Like, yeah. I was, because of COVID, I was quarantined for most of my gap year. So I was chilling for a whole year straight, running on my own time, no responsibilities. And then all of a sudden, life hit me like a, just hit me like a truck when, like, fall started. I started work in the summer, so I'd work, school, and then I also was meeting lots of new friends, making lots of new friends, and all I want to do is spend time with friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And because I was so used to chilling for a year, I was like, when do I have time to chill?
I know.
Yeah, last year I was crying all the time, stressed out all the time, and I felt like I was not in control of my life anymore.
Mm-hmm. During that time, I remember you were so stressed because that was like your first year of uni.
Yeah.
And like, it was just all hitting you so quickly. But like, what did you do to get through that stage? Was there any like anything that was helpful to you or that got you motivated?
You know what? After going through that, I learned two things. It may not really fully apply to you, but part of my stress was the pressure and the task and responsibility itself. I was taking things so seriously when I didn't need to. Like, obviously, if you have priorities like school, work, relationships, you're gonna have to prioritize them, but I don't know, I was taking school too seriously.
Yeah.
Work, I was like, I think I can take days off if I have to. I think last year when I was having that problem of balancing work and school, I decided to take a day off of my week, which helped a lot. I, like, just took one day off my schedule. It helped a lot.
Yeah.
I think also asking for help in school helps as well.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for extensions.
Oh, I have to work on that. I'm so scared to ask for extensions. Like, so scared. I don't know why.
I feel that. I try not to do that anymore. Yeah. I mean, well, I try not to do that in general, but, like, it helps. It helped a lot last year.
Yeah.
But I think, really, it was, I was taking things too seriously, and also you have to sacrifice some things.
Yeah,
I sacrificed it, like I took off that one day in my schedule. That helped. I sacrificed some time with my friends. Like, I decided I shouldn't hang out with them all the time.
Yeah,
maybe like once or twice a week I see them. And one thing I also wasn't doing last year that often was checking in on myself, like I do now. I've been doing that lately.
That's a big thing.
It helps. Like, I think if you're experiencing so much stress or even sadness or anxiety, you need to, like, somehow let it out. Either talk it out or, like, release it in an activity of your choice. But I've been journaling a lot lately, which it's really been helping. It's been keeping me sane, honestly.
I need to start journaling again. But, relating to what you were saying about taking things, like, too seriously, like, you were speaking to my soul. Like,
really?
I was like, wait, maybe I should, like...
It's true.
No, it is true. Because, like, we're full-time university students, right?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, okay, I'm working two jobs, and then I'm still doing this internship.
Yeah.
And then, like, a part of an association. But it's like, I feel like I should sacrifice things and, like, not take things so seriously. Yeah. Like, yes, I have two part-time jobs, but, like, I know at the end of the day that's not my end goal to work retail forever. So I feel like, yeah, maybe I could take a day off and maybe do one day for that job. But I feel like I put so much pressure on myself to do so much because I feel like, okay, I'm not doing this. Am I not? What's the word? Like, oh, I'm not working two jobs. Am I not,
You're not doing enough.
Am I not doing enough for myself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to feel unaccomplished.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
But you see, when I hear what you're doing, that's why I said I wasn't doing as much as you were. But I mean that as in, like, a respectful way. Like, I respect that you can do so much.
Thank you.
Like, ideally, yes, I would like to be a busy person and have, you know, two jobs, and like you said, you have two jobs, an internship and school.
Yeah,
that's, to me, that's amazing. I'm like, I wish, but also I can see how stressful that is.
It's stressful. You don't wish. You don't wish. You actually don't.
But you can, with sacrificing stuff, you don't have to fully take out a job or fully take something out of your schedule, but like maybe once in a while, like say you're supposed to hang out with somebody in the week, maybe just for this week.
Yeah.
You say no. Or I don't know, take one day off of work next week.
Yeah.
Or ask for an extension in one assignment. You're taking one thing out at a time.
Yeah, like a give and take.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely have to work on that and like not beating myself up for giving myself time.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, maybe somebody else out there can like handle your stuff like a piece of cake.
Yeah.
I couldn't. You're trying your best. Really, if your gut is telling you, or not even your gut, like you just feel so overworked and burnt out, that's a sign that you need to make some sacrifices with something in your schedule or in your life and make time for your own mental health and happiness.
I agree. What do you do when you're sad? How do you take care of your mental health in those situations?
Okay, I'm a Pisces. I'm so emotional and sensitive.
Yeah.
And I've been like that my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
For a good chunk of my adolescence, childhood, I had to learn how to deal with being a sensitive, emotional person. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I don't know. I don't want to change that about me, but I do want to handle it better.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm also a very anxious person. And I think a whole chunk of my life, I was figuring out how to just deal with my anxiety.
Yeah.
And so I think in the recent years, I realized what works for me is, well, one, checking in on myself. And the way I check in on myself is either with meditation or with journaling. I do different types of journaling. Sometimes I write it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be like physical pen and paper. I sometimes will go on my notes app or even my laptop notes app and type there because it's faster. And sometimes I go on my voice memos and then I just record and just talk for like 20 to 30 minutes about how I'm feeling, what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And pretend like I'm talking to a friend or it's like my own little podcast.
Yeah.
But it helps because it makes you talk more. It makes you more comfortable speaking your mind.
Exactly. And I feel like it's such a good release to like
it is,
let it out for sure. Actually, one interesting thing, I know we're both spiritual, but like in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So like, is there any way that like you use your spirituality to like help you when you're down?
I mean, I do. There's times when I'm like really, really down and I need something.
Mm-hmm.
So I do pray.
Mm-hmm.
I speak to my spirit guides or I pray to God or the universe.
Yeah.
And I just ask for help. And as a spirit, I mean, you probably get these. Once you do pray or meditate, it's one, grounding.
Yeah.
It calms you down. If you're in such a hectic state, it calms you, one. And two, once you are calm, your mind starts to like think clearly.
Yes.
And you start to find solutions. And we could say that that's God or your spirit guides sending you that. And I 100% believe that.
100%.
But if you're not, if you're not, you know, spiritual or religious, you know, meditation does help when 100%. You are in that type of like hectic state where you breathe, think clearly, or you breathe, calm down, and then you're able to think clearly and think things through more clearly instead of more emotionally.
That's key. I like that point that you just said. I feel like for me, praying, just spending time with like God just calms me down. And like you said, sometimes even after that, like just moment of prayer, I'm like, wait, I feel like I have the answer. And I'm like, wait, was that all I needed to do? Like, just like take a second and like step back and be like, hey, God, like, what is it? Please just tell me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really helpful. Like if you are spiritual, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also doing things that you really love and also like things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you need to have that in your life consistently in your week, in your day to keep you happy, content.
Yeah.
Sane. You need to have like something that you enjoy and you need to make time to do it. I 100% believe that whatever it is that you enjoy, keep doing it. Yeah. Keep it in your life. Keep doing it.
I agree. And I feel like so easily we sacrifice the things we love for secondary things that we need just to get by.
Yeah.
And that really takes a toll on your mental state.
It does.
Like, you can't keep putting yourself last if you want to be happy and if you want to, like, enjoy life. You have to, like, find a way just to put yourself first sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. Also, going back to sacrifices and stuff, I gotta stop thinking I can do everything.
No, me too.
I have to think, like, realistically, I'm like, am I really gonna have time to do 3 assignments, go to work, have time to, like, read a book, get an exercise, go out for a walk, go see a friend? No.
No.
Take at least 3 things out, 2 things out of that. You can't do everything.
Literally. And that goes back to our last episode of routine setting. So if you guys didn't watch it, go watch it, because we dropped some gems.
Because if you think about, like, I have so much to do. Oh, my God. Am I really going to accomplish that in a day or in, like, this weekend?
Yeah.
No. Be realistic and think about, okay, what's the least important thing I can take away if I have to?
Yeah. Because we only have 24 hours in a day. If you try to, like, cram everything in, you're just going to increase your anxiety levels, increase your stress levels. Cater to your schedule. Cater to what you know you can do. Like, don't overwhelm yourself with work and assignments and then trying to get everything that you need to do done in one day. Break it up over the week if you need to. It's okay to not do everything all in one day. And even if you do set that goal and you don't accomplish everything, don't beat yourself up over it. You still have, 6 days left in a week to get everything done. Yeah, that's what I have to
do. You are also not your tasks.
Oh.
You're also not your job.
Exactly.
Never mind, this is a whole other...
That's a whole other tangent we could go on. It's so true.
I 100% believe in that. Like, yes, I mean, me and you both, we value career stuff.
Yeah.
But you're not your career.
It's true.
You're not your job.
Exactly. And I feel like as young adults who are working part-time jobs, we have to detach from that label. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're so used to being like, okay, like, yeah, this is what I am. And, like, just being so attached to it. You're your own person. You have your own wants and needs outside of your job.
Oh, my God. I just realized something. Mm. Because you said attached. You remember that a while ago how in the summer I was a little sad?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to you and Stacey about it. Backstory, yeah, I was sad in the summer. Because I said I was so... I used the word ego, like, I was so fully into ego. But you know what? I was reading something I wrote in my notes app the other day, and it was in the summer, and I was saying how the reason why I've been a little, like, sad or in such a low vibrational state is because I was so attached to, like, these goals surrounding, like, work, money. I'll let you read it, actually.
Okay.
I won't read the whole thing, but... This is so deep. I said, no longer an I am, been living life based on I want. I'm laughing now because I'm like, that's so deep.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God.
No, I said, okay, here's what I wrote on my notes app. The last few months, I feel like I've been living in such a low vibrational state. Been getting too attached to ego, desires, material items, money, self-image, gossip. And yeah, and I said, I've been needing release and escape. And it's because I was so attached to, like, those external stuff. I was so focused on working. I like my job, but, like, I also, you know, it's just, I was too focused on money.
Yeah.
And being too stressed and obsessed over it, that's not a good thing. But that was me in the summer.
Yeah,
I was also always on my phone, always on social media. So I think I began, like, feeding into lots of, I guess, societal norms and trends and like the toxic stuff on social media. So my mind was just filled with that all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I so sad all the time? Why am I feeling so negative? And it's because I was just so attached to that type of those things.
Yeah. And no, I agree with you, honestly. I think that's where, I think, like, the emotion I project from that is I don't think I get sad. I think I get like more stress from it.
Yeah.
But I could definitely relate because it's like you see all these girls or these like influencers making so much money, buying everything they want,
yeah,
living the life that you essentially want to live as well. But I had a conversation with someone and they told me, they were like, you know what? Social media is not a real place. Like,
yeah,
anyone could post in their new condo, the new car they have, all the designer, living the like the perfect life.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know if their credit cards are maxed out. You don't know if, like, what they had to do to get that condo. You don't know, like, if they're sad, if they feel lost living that life, if they feel unstable being an influencer. Like, you really don't know what's going on. So the last few weeks after that conversation, I've been trying to like think about that. Don't compare myself and don't rush my process because I see someone living that life that I want to live. And I think in a way that's kind of helped me with my stress towards money and like my process. But at the same time, it's like easier said than done.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done because you're always seeing it, right?
Exactly.
And like you have to find a way to completely block it out or just be okay with your reality. But no, I remember in the summer when you were feeling like that. And one thing I did say to you was, I'm glad that you are able to acknowledge where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that one of the first steps to healing from whatever you're feeling, like the sadness, the stress, is really like acknowledging where it's coming from, what it stems from. So I think that's really important, JJ.
First step is awareness.
Awareness. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of my awareness comes from like trying my best to like check in on myself as often as I can.
Yeah, that's so important. I need to work on checking in on myself.
That's the thing. I feel like it is hard to do.
Yeah.
I noticed that there's times, especially this year, I noticed there was a time where I wasn't journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like pen and paper journaling. Like I do journaling in different forms, like I said earlier, but like I wasn't doing any of that. No audio journals, no video journals, no journals. Like I wasn't doing anything. And I'm like, why is that? Because sometimes like you don't really feel the need to, which you don't obviously, like you shouldn't be forced to do it.
Yeah.
But it's normal to go through like, journaling slumps or like those checking in on yourself, going through like slumps with that.
Yeah.
But the reason why I think it's important and why I still do it is because, like, if I feel, like, some type of burden or this emotion I'm feeling constantly, whether it's stress or sadness, I like to think, like, why am I like this?
Mm-hmm.
And the way I solve it or I try to release it is through checking in myself.
Yeah.
You don't even have to journal or anything. I feel like meditation also does that. And meditation can be anything. You can literally be in a car or train thinking deeply to yourself, having that time for yourself to just think, what's going on in my life? Like, what is causing me these emotions? Mm-hmm. What's causing me anxiety? And you just spend that time thinking.
I think that's so key. I saw a post last night on Instagram and it was like, you spend the most time talking to yourself, so make sure you're being kind.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with checking in on yourself. Mm. So often we're so quick to be like, oh my God, you're not doing enough. Oh my God, you're not good enough. Oh my God. Like, just like so negative. Like, we speak so negatively to ourselves, and I am guilty of that. And I think that I need to switch my mindset when it comes into checking in on myself. Like, stop speaking negatively.
Yeah.
Because that will project onto what you do and how you feel. Exactly. So I think I definitely need to start being more aware of how I speak to myself and how I think, like, my thoughts and all of that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to show you I'll show you how much of a mess and, like, how raw my journals are. Sometimes I scream in them.
No.
But it helps.
It helps.
It's a release. Oh, wait. What's my password?
I'm actually learning a lot from you in this episode. Like, a lot.
I've been so angry recently.
Oh, my God. She has paragraphs.
I don't know how to feel.
All caps. All caps.
I just realized something. This just hit me in the face.
You know, why is this actually how you talk, though? This is how you speak. Like, no. Something. JJ.
What?
What is that? Something mushy.
Oh, yeah. This was me last year when I had a crush. Not me finding something so personal.
No.
What else? No, but like that's how I talk. I'll show you the one I just showed you.
No, it's raw, guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, be as raw as you can. Like, let out all those emotions, those frustrations, everything that's been pent up.
Yeah.
Release it. Yeah. I think that's why I think it's so important.
Oh my God, I agree. I think I bottle everything up.
Yeah, but I don't blame you. Like, that's such a common thing.
Yeah.
But I think, I do too. Like, I notice, here's how I notice I bottle things up. It's like, mm-hmm. if I constantly feel negative emotions and I'm going on through life, but mm-hmm. like nothing's changing.
Yeah.
If I'm like stressed for more, or I have like this stress hanging over me for like a mm-hmm. whole weekend or like a week, then something's wrong.
Yeah.
If I'm sad for more like a few days, I'm like, something's wrong.
Something's wrong, yeah.
It's fine that I'm carrying through life, but I think you should make time to figure out what's going on
exactly.
with myself. What's I going do. On? What's making me sad? What's making me anxious?
Yeah. This morning, I actually woke up pretty sad. Sorry, before you show me that. I just want to say this before I forget. I woke up pretty sad mm-hmm. and when I was like feeling that emotion, I was kind of beating myself up. I was like, oh my God, why are you sad? What's wrong with you? But then something just popped up in my head and I was like, I'm human.
Exactly.
I'm allowed to be sad. I'm allowed to have emotions. Exactly. But it's when you carry them on every day, like you just mm-hmm. said, like without thinking, okay, like why is this? Like what do I need to change? That's when you have to like really step back and be like, okay, something's wrong.
I think that's also why people are like, they don't want to check in on themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't want to journal. They don't want to be emotional and cry yeah. over something, or even they think, oh, I'm mm-hmm. showing weakness, or I'm being vulnerable, or like, they don't validate their emotions.
Yeah.
They don't validate their sadness. They're like, why am I sad over this? To them, they're like, this is so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you shouldn't invalidate your feelings. Like, mm-hmm. if it's really hanging over you like that, mm-hmm. if it's really causing a burden, then I take that as a sign to like, okay, let's find it. Let's
yeah.
figure it out, address it, and let's fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Because how else are you going to get over it if you don't know what it is? You don't know how to get over it.
Mm-hmm. You got to be emotionally aware. Yeah. Yeah. Emotionally intelligent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's yeah. something like, what's the word I'm looking for? Learn.
Yeah. Learn.
Develop. Learn. Yeah.
It takes time.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm still learning. Yeah, this is so deep. It sounds like I'm like writing a poem, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it comes out as a poem.
Sometimes life is bliss.
I said I was not in bliss when I wrote that. I said, I just want to be disconnected and detached from all of this. It's not good for me. I don't want to completely isolate myself because that would also make me unhappy. But I hate being wrapped in ego and stuck in a state of wanting. I need release, period.
Stop. Stop. Why does this remind me of grade 12, exploring what? The arts, when we had to write poems together?
Stop. But, like, that's just how I talk.
Jalen's a natural poet, if you guys didn't know.
Thanks.
I need release.
Look, I've been needing release, an escape. No, but, like, that's how I felt.
No, why does it sound like the beginning of an interesting book when the character's going through so much?
Like, I'm laughing now, but when I wrote that, I was literally sitting on my bedroom floor crying.
Oh, no.
I'm like, poor me, but I'm like, damn, I was like that. But it's okay, I'm over it.
It's okay, we're past that now.
Yeah, that's why I'm able to laugh at it.
Exactly. That's the thing, though, guys. Everything is temporary.
Yes.
That whatever you're going through right now or whatever you go through in the future, you're gonna be able to look back and laugh.
Exactly.
Or be like, oh my God, look at me now.
That's why the thing that you're stressed about now, the mm-hmm. thing that I'm sad about, what we're sad about now,
yeah,
it doesn't matter later.
It doesn't matter.
And the same goes for you.
Exactly.
Listener.
You're gonna get through it. Everything's gonna be okay. It sounds so annoying to hear when you're actually going through it, but just know, like, everything in life is temporary.
Exactly.
Do not beat yourself up about it. I'm honestly preaching to myself right now.
Period.
Like, I'm preaching to myself. Period. I feel Same. So much better now. Like,
wow.
Oh, guys, we're in this together. Like, me and JJ are, like, still trying.
We're all trying to get by.
We're all trying to get
by. If you're not a she, that's fine. We're all... Sorry. I know it's a she, but, like, we're being inclusive.
We're very inclusive.
Reminder. We're all trying to get by.
We're all trying
we're
to get
here
by.
For that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, we're on to the segment now. Our goals from last episode, how'd you do with that? Okay, wait. Do you even remember your goals from last episode?
Yeah, I remember. I said that I was going to read before bed and that I was going to... Oh, God. I forgot the last one. That means I didn't do it, guys. Wait.
That's true.
I didn't do it. Guys, I was listening to the podcast in the car yesterday with my boyfriend, and he was like, he heard my goals, and he's like, yeah, you did not do any of those. He's like, you never did that. And I was like, yeah, I know. I have to tell them tomorrow. Tell them tomorrow.
It's okay. Next goal.
Next goal.
My goal last episode was to read before bed. I literally did that twice. And when did we record this episode? Last month.
Oh.
Yeah, September 26th. It's October 24th right now.
No judgment.
I did it twice.
That's something.
Excuse me.
That's something.
But I still, no, just because that was my goal,
it's
a reoccurring goal. Like, I'm still trying to read before bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been reading in the morning, which I like.
I like that. Do you do that instead of going on your phone?
I try to.
Try to? Yeah.
Slow morning. Gotta start off the day reading a book.
I like that. Yeah. I feel like social media clouds your mind in the morning. I feel like reading is just, like, is a release.
Exactly. It's way better than going on your phone, for sure.
I love that, actually. I'm not going to say I'm going to try that, because I'm probably not.
What are our goals now?
Okay. So, since I've been super stressed lately about money, school, work, I'm going to try to find a solid balance.
I mean, I was going to do the same, kind of. I was like, maybe I should... Because we're talking about sacrifice.
Yeah.
This week, I'm going to try to sacrifice, like, downtime for something more useful or, like, productive. So, like, maybe instead of going on my phone in the morning, I'll read in the morning. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm going to put more time into school just for this next few weeks because there's a lot going on in school and I need to... I feel like I spend so much of my potential schoolwork time by just, like, doing nothing.
Yeah, same. I think that...
I procrastinate.
Yeah.
Goal is to not procrastinate in as much.
Okay, I think that I'm going to... Okay, this is what I've been doing. It's really bad. I haven't been going to school.
She says that while we're at school
We're at school. Okay, but, like, literally, I've been going to school, like, once a week, which is bad. And I have, like... I should be at school 4 times a week. So, when I don't go to school, I'm like, yeah, I'm staying home. I'm going to do all these assignments. I stay home and do nothing.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to try to go to school. And if I don't go to school, when I stay home, I'm going to actually do schoolwork. Like, I'm going to use my time wisely. Once I, like, actually start using my time wisely, I'll be less stressed. Because I won't have to cram everything into, like, one day. Yeah. That's my goal. Fingers crossed.
Let's do schoolwork together.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Like Starbucks dates?
Yeah.
SLC? No.
Sorry, SLC.
Sixth floor? Library?
Yeah, Starbucks cafe.
Starbucks cafe dates, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. I actually need to do all work today. Yeah, anyways.
Let's not think about it.
Those are our goals. I hope this inspires you to... create your own goal. But that's all the time we have for this episode.
We had a great time talking to you guys.
This has been Jalen and Alexis with She's Trying to Get By, and
the baddest bitties on the floor.
Period.
If you ain't tuned in, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Crickets.
What? We actually haven't made an outro yet, but we're trying to get by.
We're trying. It's gonna be authentic every week.
Exactly. Anyways, love you. See you. Good luck with life. Bye.
Later.